Welcome to The Other Voice, a podcast by Epic Church. My name is Will Meraza, and today I want to talk to us about how we are to respond when we are hurt or offended by others. Now, for most of us, how we ought to respond and how we want to respond are two different things. Am I right? When it comes to what we want to do, we want to fight, we want to retaliate, and we want to hurt the other person in return. But most of us know that that's not what we ought to do, especially if we consider ourselves followers of Jesus. Many of us have heard passages like this one found in Romans 12. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. But on the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. I don't know about you, but that's the last thing that I want to do when someone comes at me or comes at someone that I love. And here's the thing, we can't use the excuse that maybe Paul, who wrote Romans and wrote those things, that he was soft or something like that, or that he and Jesus, who said things like love and pray for your enemies, never really had someone hurt or offend them, so they don't understand. No, we can't say that. You see, because Paul was beaten, mocked, persecuted, and hated by many. And Jesus? Look no further than the cross. Look no further than the cross and what he endured there. And that's where I want us to go. I believe by looking at Jesus' response to the hurt and insults that were hurled at him on the cross, by looking at how he responded to those things, we can learn how to handle our pain and conflict with others. So here's the first thing that I want us to look at. We have to keep the roots of bitterness from growing in our hearts when someone hurts us. And by the way, we will get hurt. It's going to happen. But we just can't grow bitter about it. You see, the biblical definition for bitterness is a feeling of anger and resentment. And it's an anger and resentment that is caused by a perceived unfairness in suffering or because of adverse circumstances. It's like I'm suffering, I'm going through this unjustly, which in a way is true, but it just allows the feelings of anger and resentment to grow. Now, this example that I'm going to share from Jesus' life, from his time on the cross, it's figurative, but just bear with me because I think it's helpful. In Matthew 27:34, it says that while Jesus hung on the cross, someone offered him a bitter drink. The drink was bitter. There was something in it that was meant to offer relief from the pain that he was enduring, but it was bitter. But when he tasted it, he refused to drink it. He spit it out. He said, I don't want any of this. And I like this detail that Matthew adds because it's a picture of what we are to do with our pain. You see, we shouldn't self-medicate in order to avoid feeling our pain. We shouldn't try to numb our pain through vices or distractions, nor should we blame God because we believe he has unfairly allowed for pain to come to our lives. But here's what we should do, and this is not figurative. We should bring our pain to God. In verse 46 of that same chapter, it says that Jesus cried out in a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus is quoting from Psalm 22 there. I love this because it shows that our prayers don't have to be all buttoned up. We can lament before God. We can tell God, I don't understand why this is happening to me. And I want you to hear this. God can handle your brutal honesty. So rather than growing bitter, bring your pain and your suffering to him. But secondly, we need to be willing to try to forgive those who have hurt or offended us. In Luke's account of the crucifixion, he writes that Jesus was willing to say about those who hurt and rejected him, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus brought those who mocked, abused, and rejected him before God, and he forgave them. He forgave them. Guys, listen, when we're hurt, there are simply two ways we can deal with it, and each way will produce different outcomes. We can harbor it, hold on to our bitterness, which leads to greater hurt for ourselves, or we can forgive and allow it to bring freedom. On the cross, Jesus teaches us to reject bitterness, to bring our pain to him, and to forgive those who have hurt us. I know, easier said than done, right? But remember, you are not alone in this. Jesus endured the very same thing, and through his Spirit, he will help you live a life free from resentment and bitterness. Father, I pray that you will help us forgive those who have hurt us. Help us not to repay evil for evil or to hold on to bitterness. But may we bring our pain to you and forgive as you forgave us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Other Voice podcast. If this has been helpful to you, go ahead and subscribe and share this with your friends.